In the early hours of Saturday morning, police stopped a stolen car, then opened fire when the driver suddenly backed up. Police said he was clearly trying to run over an officer. The driver was killed. He's been identified as 23-year-old William Ducroix from Saint Louis, a town in the outskirts of the capital, Noumea. Ducroix had been convicted of 19 robberies and was on the run after escaping from prison more than a year ago. On Sunday, young men from the area blocked the main road heading south from Noumea with a barricade of stolen vehicles and burning tires. Gunfire erupted when police tried to clear the roadblock, and 6 officers were injured, 5 by gunshots. Violence spread to the north of the capital as well, where another road was blocked by burning cars. Eventually, authorities reached agreement with traditional and local leaders, and the roads were cleared. William Ducroix's family disputes police claims of self-defense and say they will file a formal complaint. Tensions are building in New Caledonia ahead of a referendum. In 1998, the Connacht Liberation Movement agreed to a political process that guaranteed a vote on independence within 20 years. With that deadline now looming, bitter arguments continue over who will be allowed to vote, with the next meeting to discuss the issue set for next week in Paris. The territory has also suffered from a collapse in the price of its main export, nickel. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.